Scott, can you put the lyrics on? I just want to explain just how the Lord has, I guess, shown me some of these lyrics. And I guess I just want everyone to be in the same heart. So when our hearts turn to the Lord, we have no credit in that. That is only the work of the Holy Spirit. And there's a in the chorus, there's a lot of I'm in need. And when it comes down to it, when, like we were talking about earlier, when all the fog kind of fades, or not fades, but when the fog is there and we only see Jesus, the only need we need is of him. And so this is we're asking the Holy Spirit, I'm in need of your hand. And I refer to John 15:26, when Jesus says, but I will send you the Comforter. He's sending, that's his hand, that's an action, that's a work that he's doing for us. So it's in our hearts, it's, Lord, I'm in need of your hand. And that's the only hand moving or working that we want, is to send the Comforter, to send that Holy Spirit. And then I'm in need of your truth. In John 16:13, Jesus says, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. And Lord, again, this is all that I need. I'm in need of this truth. I need this. This is life to me. This is life and death. I need, you know, and the word need isn't for me. It's, I need to see you because you want to be revealed to me. This is the only need that I want. Holy Ghost, won't you come close to me? Holy Ghost, won't you come close to me? Holy Ghost, fix my eyes. Holy Ghost, won't you come close to me? Holy Ghost, won't you come close to me? Holy Ghost, fix my eyes. So come.
woman do what only you can do. And take this heart and turn it towards you, Lord. So come and do what only you can do. Take this heart and turn it towards you, Lord. Towards you, Lord. I'm in need of your hand, in need of your
The Lord recently gave me this song. It was in the midst of struggle and being broken. And I'm so thankful that in the moment of being broken, he took that opportunity and just gave me life. And, you know, Paul says, deny yourself and take up your cross. And I don't want to just take it. I want it to work in me.
There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run to. You brought me to the foot of the cross, the foot of the cross. there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run to. You brought me to the foot of the cross. The foot of the cross. So I take it up. There's no other way. There's no other answer. You brought me to the foot of the cross. The foot of the take it. This is the cup you have for me. This is where I gain. This is my reward. This is the cup you have for me. This is where I gain. This is my reward. This is the cup you This is where I gain. promises and work in me.
When I see the word miracle in the scriptures, the Lord took me to the story of the 10 lepers and how the Lord told them to go into the temple and they were going to be healed. And I guess people see that as the miracle, that their leprosy was gone and the Lord healed them. But the Lord began to show me that there was one whose heart turned. There was one that the miracle or the struggle that had been taking away, it didn't satisfy them. It wasn't enough. There was a turning that happened in that person, in that one's heart that said, I have to go see Jesus. I have to go to him. I have, and the scripture says that he thanked him and you know, I picture him not just saying, oh, thank you and leaving, but really looking into the eyes of Jesus. And that is the miracle, that his heart turned to the Lord. And Jesus tells him, because of your faith, you're healed. And then even in that, his faith wasn't that. His belief and his faith wasn't that because I believed in you, you healed me. His faith and belief that I want him, not the healing, not the earthly fixing, but my faith is that I need him. I'm going after him. And Jesus tells him, because of your faith, the automatic was that he was healed. You know, whatever was dealing in the inner was healed because he believed I'm going after him. So when we see the word miracle, that's the miracle we're talking about. That's the only miracle that can happen, is that our hearts turn towards the Lord. And in the lyrics it says that he's the way maker. And again, earlier we were talking about preparing a way for the Lord. And we can't even do that. We can't even find that in our own hearts to do that. He turns our hearts to even want to prepare a way for him. So he is the way maker. And amen.
You are here. Moving in our midst, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in our hearts, I worship you, I worship you. You are here. Moving in our midst, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in our hearts, I worship you, I worship.
Darkness, my God, that is who
You are here, showing us your heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, opening our eyes. I worship you. I worship. See that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working.